And now the game where we invite famous people on to answer questions about obscure things. It's called Not My Job. Speaking of fame, it was once said that some are born to fame, some have it thrust upon them, and some are outed by a White House whisper campaign. Once a CIA agent, Valerie Plame Wilson, never imagined her cover would be blown by her own government, and I'm sure that even in her darkest dreams, she never imagined she would therefore end up on this show. Nonetheless, Valerie, welcome to Wait, Wait.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Great to have you. Now, of course, you're making yourself available to the media at long last, primarily because you've written a book called Fair Game about your experience as an agent with the CIA, and then, of course, the, shall we say, center of the Washington scandal about the leaking of your name. And what's interesting about your book is that you open it up, you sit down, you've got yourself a nice comfy place to sit, a good light, and you open the book, and there are pages of it that have been blacked out. This is true, by the CIA. You submitted the book.
We left them in so the public could see how much the CIA thought was classified.
Well, tell us what happened. You're a CIA agent, or a former one, of course, so you had to submit the book for their approval, right?
Of course. I signed a secrecy agreement, and I have no desire to jeopardize classified information, but this really entered Alice in Wonderland world. The agency has taken the position that I'm not permitted to acknowledge my agency affiliation prior to January 2002, despite all the information out there in the public domain on my background and career and so forth. So this has been kind of strange.
Well, this is what's weird, of course, and what's so unusual about your book. Like you said, it is printed with the blackouts included. So, you know, you're happily reading along, and all of a sudden there's a gray bar. There's nothing there, sometimes for pages at a time. But at the end of the book, there's a lengthy appendix written by an independent journalist, Laura Rosen, who simply goes and reads the articles that have been published about you and fills in all the information.
Wow. See, here's the situation. Everyone in the world can write or talk about me except me.
Well,
so she could do it. And during the process, I've never spoken to her. I've never met her. There was a firewall. So she is able to fill in the blanks.
Was this just a canny way of getting somebody else to write your book for you?
Well, this is what's odd. As you say, you can't say it. And well, now you're doing a book tour. You're talking to people. So here we're in a situation. I'm interested in your CIA career. I say to you, Valerie Plame, when did you go to work for the CIA? And what do you say?
I can't tell you that.
But then I open the appendix, and your mother tells me that she joined around 1985.
Oh my God, it's like Charlie McCarthy.
It really is. So shouldn't
mothers?
Could you
what
do
are you going to do?
Could you do this? Could you like do your book tour with your mom? and then I could say you know talk to your mother. Well, when did? And she'd say, well, it was 1985. I'm assuming your mother sounds like mine.
I haven't considered that. I'll speak to Simon & Schuster and see what they think.
Because it's, I mean,
but is it up to Simon & Schuster or is it up to the CIA?
My mother can say whatever she wants to say. She's not an employee or ex-employee of the CIA or anyone else.
As far as you know.
Right.
Let's ask. We'll ask Scooter Libby.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go straight to Robert Novak and on to Scooter Libby to get my information.
Right. Get the scoop.
But I got to ask you this, because obviously the signal event of your recent career, the centerpiece of your book, was the day you woke up and your husband told you that you had just been outed as an agent of the CIA, a covert agent by Robert Novak. But at the same time, isn't it everybody's fantasy, particularly people who are, you know, housewives with kids, to actually be a spy? And wasn't it kind of cool to be able to say to your neighbors, like, well, yes, I am an international spy.
Well, the job itself was fabulous. I loved it. I got to work on things that really mattered, serving my country and in a career that I loved. It was very strange afterward. My covert identity had been exposed, I'd drop the kids off at play school, and the mothers would sort of swarm around my car going, oh, I can't believe this. It was very surreal, and it continues to be in many ways.
Did you say things like, yeah, I can't really talk to you about it, or have you touched my car because I'll have to kill you? Because I would so totally indulge in that.
That doesn't go over so good with the playgroup.
Well, speaking of the playgroup.
But on the other hand.
I timed it back.
Have you been to a high school reunion yet?
I have. My 25th. It was a killer.
And how? Oh. No.
I mean,
now I'm sorry.
I was not voted most likely to become a CIA agent.
No, but it must have been so cool to go back. I'm sorry. I'm just totally into this now. To go back to your high school reunion. And you're like, well, yeah, I was a spy for the CIA. People are like, wow, I'm just an accountant. I feel bad now. I mean, come on, admit it.
It was more fun than I expected.
All right, thank you. Now, I did want to ask you, because it is true that you were covert. Nobody knew outside your very close immediate family, your husband, I guess. Did you really have to go to great lengths to keep your identity or your career secret from your neighbors and friends in the playgroups and the PTO and that sort of thing?
Actually, no. It's called living your cover. I mean, do you really know where your neighbors go to work every day? They tell you at the bank. But
what did you tell them, I guess I'm asking?
Pardon me?
What did you tell them that you were doing?
I can't tell you exactly because that goes into more details of my cover, but it's safe to say that...
Wait a minute. Stop. You were telling your neighbors? You're walking to your car saying, well, I'm going to work down at the Kmart or wherever it was. And you told them that for years, but you can't tell me now?
We can ask your mother.
I will say that I was under, at a certain point, business cover.
Business cover.
So you when your shoe would ring, did anyone ever?
No one caught on. That was a crazy thing. No one blinked. I don't know.
Okay. Valerie Plame, we've invited you here to play a game that this week we're calling...
You're a blonde bombshell who'll do anything for attention.
Not you, of course, no. While you were busy trying to keep a low profile, a young aspiring actress and model named simply Angeline took the opposite route 20 years ago. She rented out her first billboard to advertise herself above Sunset Boulevard. Many years and billboards later, she is now famous for desperately wanting to be famous. We're going to ask you three questions about this living landmark of Los Angeles. Answer two questions right. You'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice and their home answering machine. Carl, who is Valerie Plame Wilson playing for?
Valerie is playing for Jan Stanfill of Newburgh, Indiana.
All right, here's your first question. Her intense, expensive efforts to get work as an actress did pay off eventually. Only about 15 years or so after her first billboard went up, she triumphed in what movie role? Was it A, Viola, in a punk version of Shakespeare's Twelfth Night, set in the world of Hollywood nail salons? The dual roles of Britannia and her evil twin Esoterica in the thriller Double Trouble Hubble Bubble? Or C, the role of the Barbara Bush impersonator in the film The Malibu Beach Vampires?
Please be C.
This is tough. B. I like Esoterica. Just like that name.
You like that name. Mm-hmm. No, it was C, the Barbara Bush impersonator in the movie The Malibu Beach Vampires, which is widely acclaimed by those few who have seen it as one of the worst movies ever made. One internet reviewer said, quote, "Were I a weaker man, I most likely would have jammed grapefruit spoons into my eyes and then blindly flung myself to my death in oncoming traffic after watching this." All right, you still have two more chances here.
Okay.
Next question. Obviously unhappy with the role she was getting as an actress after a while, Angeline wrote a screenplay for herself. What was it called? A, The Bra That Ate L.A. B, Off the Billboard and Into His Heart. Or C, The Woman Who Never Turned 40.
B, because of the whole billboard thing again?
You're going to go for it, because the woman paints herself on huge billboards. So you're going to say B, Off the Billboard and Into His Heart. No, it was actually A, The Bra That Ate L.A. It's about an eccentric scientist who invents a supernatural power-conferring brassiere. Sadly, for America, I think, it remains unproduced. All right, last question here. See if you can get this one right. Angeline, the high point of her career as a quasi-celebrity was probably when she ran for governor of California during the recall election of 2003. We featured her on the show, in fact. When Newsweek wanted to photograph her, though, she demanded what as a condition? A, that first she be on the cover, and second, that the entire magazine be printed in pink ink. B, that in exchange for allowing a single photo to be taken, she be given a nice bottle of bubble bath. or C, that the photo be printed in a Playboy-style gatefold because, quote, I don't look good small.
Oh, definitely C.
You're going to go for C, that she demanded it be like her billboards printed as large as possible. No, it was actually B. she wanted the bubble bath. And didn't get it. Carl, how did Valerie Plame Wilson do in our quiz?
Peter, I'm not supposed to say this. But Valerie Plame Wilson had no correct answers, meaning no prize for Jan Stanfield. So keep it quiet.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Wait. Do you think that maybe she was just supposed to not answer
exactly
any of the questions?
If her mother was here, she could have given us the answers.
I know.
Wow. Well, Valerie Plame Wilson, we know that this is not the most humiliating thing that's ever happened to you, so we're not going to feel bad about it.
Not for a minute.
All right. Valerie Plame Wilson became, albeit unwittingly, the most well-known CIA operative in the world. Her new book is called Fair Game, My Life as a Spy, My Betrayal by the White House. Valerie Plame Wilson, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And good luck to you.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.